Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello and welcome to the Forever 35 podcast. Wait a second. This is a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. And I'm Kate Spencer.
I am Dori Shafrir.
You know, we say we're not experts. Clearly, I'm not an expert at doing the intro of this podcast that we've been doing for 4 years. And, you know, we're also just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we do answer your questions to the best of our ability.
This is true. And we also ask that you please do remember that we are not experts, we're podcast hosts. And so we always encourage you to seek support, first and foremost, from a medical and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, our voicemail and text number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can visit our website, forever35podcast, for links to everything we mention here on the show. Our Twitter is forever35pod. Our Instagram is at forever35podcast. And you can find the Forever 35 Facebook group on Facebook, where the password is serums. And of course, sign up for our newsletter, our bi-monthly newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
That is all the biz.
There we go.
I just wanted to say that you got some good news lately.
I mean, I don't know, actually, like, in hindsight, is it good news? But it's definitely clarifying. And that is that I did genetic testing for 84 genes related to cancer. A real sexy activity, a real real fun, real lighthearted. If you're new around here, you might not know that my mom died of pancreatic cancer when she was 56, and it was very random and out of the blue. You know, like one day she was just tooting along and the next day she had a terminal illness. And so there can be genetic connection with pancreatic cancer. And so I have put off doing this out of major anxiety for like 15 years. But finally, I was like, I should get tested for some of these genes. And I have no genetic predisposition to any cancers. Which doesn't ultimately mean I'm not going to get cancer, especially because I have family history. But it did just give me a little bit of like relief and clarity just to know.
Yeah, totally. Do you know what percentage of cancers are genetic?
Dori, I am not a medical expert. I don't know the answer to that. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No, it's fine.
What percentage of cancers are genetic? It says here, according to Google, when it says subtype pancreatic, inherited genetic mutations play a major role in about 5 to 10% of all cancers. So, yeah, I basically am not predisposed, is what I understand it to be. Again, that doesn't mean I'm still considered higher risk because of family history.
Right. Okay.
And so I don't want to discount that. That is still like me not getting pancreatic cancer is still like my number one priority in life. You know, but this was good for me to do. This felt like real self-care. Not that anything is not valid as self-care, but this felt to me like I was really nervous, and it felt good to know. Now, if it had gone the other way, like what if I had found out something different, that I think I would still be glad to know, but I would probably be having a much harder time processing it. And I think it's that there are mutations in certain genes that connect with hereditary cancers.
Right. Like the BRCA gene is probably the most well known.
Exactly. I think BRCA is the most common. I was tested for that. I do not have it. And pancreatic cancer can be associated with BRCA1 and BRCA2 from what my very loose research.
Oh, interesting.
So I wanted to check all that shit out. So, you know, I don't know. It felt good. It's scary. Anyone else out there who has thought about doing this, I definitely recommend it. But I totally understand the fear involved, because it's weird. And also, it's just weird to know. I asked a very dumb question where I was like, is my DNA, is it ever going to change? She was like, no, this is the DNA. Like, that's the most basic, like, middle school science. Like, no, of course it's not going to change. It's like a photograph of your entire being. But anyway, you know, I don't know much about DNA, Dory.
I mean, I feel like I only learned what I know when I started going through IVF.
That's so interesting. You had to take like a crash course, I imagine.
I mean, kind of. Like, it's just like part of the conversation in a way that like I'd never thought about before.
Kind of related, my daughter, who's in fifth grade, needed help with some algebra, and she was like, can you help me with this? And then showed me the problem, and I literally couldn't understand what it was. Like, and to watch her process the fact that her parent didn't know how to do her math homework question was really fascinating. Like, I kept being like, I promise you, I really don't know what this is. Like, I'm not just saying this to you.
Right.
It was a very humbling moment in my life.
How did she take it?
Well, it was like a long night. She had put off the homework. So it was like 8 o'clock. And so she had missed a lot of school because we thought she had COVID. So she was doing all this makeup work. So she was already frustrated because it was stuff she didn't get to learn in school. And I think it was the assumption that like, oh, well, my parents will just know this. And Anthony, right. And like, we eventually figured it out, and Anthony came in too, and he was like, I haven't used algebra since I was like 14. And I was like, yeah, I don't know how to solve for X.
Right.
Like, I don't know what that even means.
So I feel
like it was one of those moments where it's like, we disappoint you. Like, we are not who you think we are. Which is only going to happen more and more as she gets older and she realizes the truth about us.
That's so interesting. Gosh, I guess this is what I have to look forward to.
Oh, there's so much. There's so much. Do you want another anecdote from teen parenting or tween parenting?
I would really love one.
We were talking about sex at dinner. Long story. I won't get into it. But, and then, like, my kids we've always talked openly about sex, you know, in an age appropriate way. And I think they didn't, like, they were still wrapping their heads around the fact that people have it. I don't know. They were like, and I said to them, I was like,
well, it's like a lot to process.
It's a lot. And they were like laughing about how that was like how they were created. And I was like, well, you know, like, this is how many of your friends were created. So like, you can look at a lot of your friends' parents, and they probably had sex to make your friends. Like, not all of them. And then we were talking about IVF and obviously adoption and all that, you know, like, they know all the different things, but that they were out of their minds. Like, I don't think they'd ever looked at any other, they never looked at other adults and like considered this. And they were like, then they were like listing every adult they could think of. And they were just like, oh
my God, that's so funny.
So that's what's going on over here. How are you handling things, Dory? I know you've got a lot on your plate this week.
No, I'm just like laughing at like the things you can say to like blow the mind of a tween. And one of those things is genuinely like, all your friends' parents have had sex.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know why I find that so funny, but
I mean, I don't want to think about my friends' parents. Like, I get it. It's just weird.
Course.
Like, nobody wants to think about anyone else anyone older as like a sexual being. But Emily, there was that great article in the New York Times about like 70-year-olds doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to be bumping it for a long time. My kids better get ready.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, on another note, I just wanted to see if anyone else has been feeling like it's really hard for them to consume anything sad or depressing.
I mean, definitely I feel this way.
And I'm talking about like books, movies, TV, etc. It's just like, I don't want it.
I mean, why do you think I've read approximately 20 books about aliens and humans falling in love? Like, that is where I'm at.
I mean, I get it. You know what I'm reading now?
What? What?
Jane Austen.
Ooh, yes. Which one?
I'm reading Persuasion, which I think I haven't ever read.
I've never read it. Ooh, are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I mean, she is so delightful and so, like, I mean, her observations about people and, like, the human condition and the way people interact and, like, class difference. I mean, she's just such a genius. And, like, it's great, of course. But yeah, I was like, I'm going to like retreat into Jane Austen.
What could be more soothing than Jane? I mean,
not much, to be honest.
I think this is a very, very real way to be feeling, especially right now.
Yeah.
I'm with you 100%. I mean, why do you think Cobra Kai is like the most popular TV show? You know?
Oh, God. Yeah.
You know, that doesn't require a lot of emotion.
It's true.
Emotional investment.
That's true. I mean, like, I haven't even started Yellow Jackets because it seems too intense for me.
I haven't started it either. I want to. I think I could do it. We watched someone somewhere. Or excuse me, we watched somebody.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah, we watched somebody somewhere. And it was really good. But it is sad and dark. And it was hard. Yeah, yeah. It's really good. It was really good. I mean, I don't watch Euphoria because I feel like that will stress me out.
No, I don't watch Euphoria either. So, yeah, I don't know. Is this just like, I guess this is just like a coping mechanism.
Well, I think it is really valid. I mean, not everyone might feel this way, but like for me, it's very hard to consume content that I find triggering in a way. So like, for example, circling back to things with pancreatic cancer, anytime there's a dead mom or a pancreatic cancer storyline, it's really hard for me to stick around because it just takes me somewhere else, you know? But if there was like a, you know, another tragic thing, I might not have the same feeling. Right. So sometimes it's triggering sad. Like it's making, we're already sad.
I mean, well, that's why I can't watch Yellow Jackets because cannibalism is very triggering.
You were stranded on an island with your teen sports team.
No, I totally get it. I was also just thinking like lately it has been feeling like we have like a finite empathy bucket. And because the world is such a shit show right now and there's just tragedy all the time, like that is where my energy, my empathy and my energy and my sadness is like being expended. Like when things are better, I have more capacity to consume things that are sad.
I totally see you. Did something trigger this? Like, were you reading or watching something and were you like, I just can't do it anymore? Or is it just kind of an overall feeling that you had in terms of your consumption habits?
Well, it was a couple of things. One was like, honestly, Yellow Jackets.
Oh, Dory's got a real Yellow Jackets like, crisis.
Well, I was like, I really want to watch this. Like,
I know.
I love everyone in it. Everyone's talking about it. There's the 90s. Like, you know, I feel like in a different universe, I would really like this show, but like, it seems so intense and just like over, I was just like, I don't know. But you know what I could do, and I have done this with a couple other shows, is I can read, I'll read spoilers and then watch.
Yes.
And that takes away kind of some of the intensity for me.
That's really smart.
So I could do that. The other thing, I was just idly scrolling in the Libby app the other day. Like, you know how it's like your library has new and now, like, you know, skip the line books or whatever. And I'm just like scrolling and I'm like, looking at all these books, I'm like, nope, too depressing. Nope, too sad. Nope. Just like eliminating things.
Yeah, I mean, this is why, look, Dory, this is why I think romance is such a fantastic genre for so many reasons. But
it's Jane Austen is romance.
Oh, I know. I mean, one of the originals, OG. The OG, yeah. The queen. But yeah, I mean, this is why I'm so drawn to it, is because it really, for me as a reader and a writer, like, it just is soothing and it feels good. Whereas like so yeah. much consumption, I mean, I was even stressed out about a guy on Below Deck cheating on his girl. Like, even Below Deck was stressing me out. There's white fragility and racism and, oh, I just couldn't handle it.
Wow.
Even Below Deck, even the season of Below Deck. Yep.
Your refuge.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be soothing. And then I was like, I can't. There were literal white tears, literal white woman tears on Below Deck recently. And I was like, I can't. Anyway.
All right. We are going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use. And I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we are back with an email. Hi, Kat and Dor. Just listening to Mini Up 269, where Kate was talking about how she needs some good celebrity relationship reunion news. And I wanted to share one I recently learned about that made me so happy. Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly appear to be back together.
Yes.
I was bummed when I learned they broke up earlier in 2021, but it appears she spent the holidays with him in his native South Africa and that things have rekindled. As someone in my late 30s, I take great joy in these two incredibly sexy, smart 40-year-olds hopefully living their best lives with each other. Cheers.
Okay, I love this. This is great news. And I gotta say, I love this. I don't know much about Minka, but I mean, Trevor Noah, have you read or listened to his autobiography?
No, I haven't. Should
I? It's so good. Yeah, it's so good.
Ooh.
Yeah, highly recommend. Especially, I love it. His audiobook is really great. That's how I listened. That's how I read it. So, I mean, this is great news. This is great news.
This is exciting. Even though I know that Minka Kelly and Mila Kunis are two different people, but I constantly get them mixed up in my head.
This is interesting because I get Minka Kelly mixed up with Leighton Meester.
Oh, yes. I see that too.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They could all three of them just kind of...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it the M that's involved in their name?
I think the M, I think they do all kind of look alike.
I mean, I almost just said to you, I get Minka Kelly mixed up with the girl from Friday Night Lights. And then I just realized she is the girl from Friday Night Lights.
She is the girl from Friday Night Lights.
Sorry, Minka. Anyway, I'm really happy for her and Trevor Noah. They are a hot couple.
That is exciting.
And I hope it lasts. Okay. Feeling better.
Yep.
All right. Well, then someone wrote to us, first time writing in, but I've been listening religiously for a few years now. Thank you. You guys are my ultimate influencers. Listen, I mean, thanks again, but Godspeed to you. And thank you so much for all the recs from Courtney Chisano. Love her. To TV shows, my fiance and I have been loving What We Do in the Shadows. Courtney recommended an LED face mask in order to prep my skin to be wedding ready. I'm a bit overwhelmed when doing the research, but did y'all have any recs for at-home LED face masks? Well, as a matter of fact, I use one. And I'm happy to share... I wrote about it for InStyle magazine. I wrote about it for InStyle.com for our column, The New Age. And I will share a link to that piece. But I basically used the Dr. Dennis Gross Spectralite Facewear Pro, which is a mask, an LED
that
light
is a
mask.
Mouthful.
It's so long. It's like a royal title.
It is.
But I used it for about 21 days and I really like it. And I have continued to use it daily, although I will confess I haven't used it for a couple of days because I need to charge it and I'm lazy and I haven't found the charger. But I use it every day. And it's my understanding that with LED light products, you have to be consistent, like anything. You have to be consistent with it. But you could also go get professional LED light done with an esthetician or, you know, at a med spa. The one downside to this product is that it costs $435.
Oh, that is a lot.
It's a lot of money. So you need to do with that what you will. But I will say it's so easy just to put it on. You press a button, sit there for 3 minutes, and then you're done. Like, it's the easiest skincare tool I've ever used.
Wow.
Now, another product that I do like is the Sola Wave, which is a wand which has red light therapy, and it also has microcurrent.
Ooh.
Wait, it has, let me make sure I am saying exactly. Okay, so it has massage, it warms, it has microcurrent and red light therapy. It's not, I don't think it's as strong as something like Dr. Dennis, but it's about $150. It's also a wand, so you actually have to like do some work. Mm. You have to move it around your face, which quite honestly, I just like the mask is the easiest for me. So those are the only two products I've used. Dory, have you tried any LED light products yourself?
I have not.
Okay. Well, the other thing I would say is that there are a lot on the market, and I think it's just worth you know, picking one up and trying it and seeing if you like it.
I think that is great advice, Kate.
Thank you, Dory. Thank you so much.
All right. Shall we listen to a voicemail?
Hi, Kat and Dory. First time, long time. I have a bit of a strange occurrence at work, and I'd like to get some opinions on maybe reframing it, or maybe I'm not overreacting. I came into my office this morning, and there was a religious pamphlet on my desk with a sticky note that said, pass it on, no name attached. And the pamphlet was about, very Christian, about needing salvation, accepting Jesus, very aggressively religious. I am not religious. My company is not religious, if not religiously affiliated. And I found it really inappropriate that someone would leave this on a coworker's desk. I haven't brought it to HR. I've only discussed it with my partner because I was so taken aback by it. But I'm wondering if maybe I'm overreacting or if this really is such a strange thing to do. Anyway, love you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a really strange thing to do.
I completely agree, Dory. It is wildly inappropriate and you should immediately go to HR.
Wow. Like,
that's it. That's the end of the conversation.
Yeah. How weird and creepy.
My kids will sometimes get these little religious pamphlets when they go trick-or-treating.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They're called Chick Tracks. It's a company. And I didn't know, I'd never seen anything like this, but because my husband grew up evangelical, he had more exposure to stuff like this. But there are these like little little cartoon booklets about like how you're going to hell, and people will give them, they pass them out trick or treating. So, and it's, I think that is completely inappropriate, but like, at least in that situation, my kids and I are walking up to that person's house and they have a right to give whatever they want out from their house. Like at work, it's not like, No. All right. So that person can have, Jesus is the reason for the season in their own lives, but not at work. No religion. Not like, no. Okay. I think we agree on that one, right, Dory?
We agree.
Hard agree. You are not overreacting. You're not in the wrong.
No. My God. No. No. Religious reference intended.
Good one.
Thank you. Okay. Let us take another short break.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, we are back. We had a brief conversation on a recent episode about high school superlatives. I don't remember how this even came up.
Because this person was voted something insulting and it has stuck with them forever. I believe
was that what it was.
They were voted most likely to complain, and their whole
right.
lives
yes,
it has
yes yes
Ugh. It has like hovered in their brain that they are quote unquote a complainer, and this filled me with deep rage at how this is so scarring and so cruel and so unnecessary. Fuck superlatives is
yes.
where we landed.
We landed at fuck superlatives. While I'm at it, I will also say these were not things that were done at my high school, but I think the concept is so gross. Fuck homecoming king and queen.
Fuck all of it. Prom king and queen?
Oh, yes. Like the most
those homecoming
gendered,
groups.
Like popularity contest, gross things. It's like so gross.
So upsetting. Ugh. Come to our high school where it's egalitarian and we have none of this. I mean, our high school meeting, the one you and I are going to make in my head.
We didn't even have like class president. We didn't do any of that shit.
Really? Or school president? You know, anything like that?
Nope.
I mean, Dory, I was middle school president. I was sixth grade vice president, seventh grade class president, sophomore year president. I was very involved in student government. I was on the disciplinary committee.
There was a student government, but it's not clear to me what they did for, like, I don't know.
Oh, Dory.
There was definitely no, like, president of the class, though. That was not a thing.
Wow. That's so interesting. Okay. Well, we had some feedback on this. So one listener emailed us and they said, "Hi, Kat and Dor. Last year, my son's high school had a big yearbook drama when the superlative most likely to get COVID was somehow allowed in the yearbook. Then stickers were placed over the page to correct. Then the stickers ended up being able to be taken off. The parent of the child who, quote, won that one was thrilled. Total shit show. No more high school superlatives, please."
This is...
What? What?
Oh my gosh.
This is crazy. This is so inappropriate.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I can't even imagine. What does that even mean about that person? Like, what is that? Anyone can get COVID. Like, the moral shaming around COVID is so misguided.
Right. Totally. Ew. Sorry. Ugh. Well, along similar lines, we got another text. OMG, most likely to smash the patriarchy really hit home. My evil high school boyfriend and I were voted common room couple for having too much PDA in the common room. And I had to literally hide that yearbook from my parents. Oh. My evil boyfriend was also voted most likely to win a Nobel Prize, of course, down with superlatives. I want to know more about this evil boyfriend.
I do too. Don't you want to know the story there? Because yes. They were making out all over in the common room. Also, what is the common room? I love a high school with a common room. What is that?
I had a similar question. Is it like a student lounge?
We had a student lounge, but I went to a private school. And that's a real private school thing to have, I think.
We had there. This is getting real niche, but at Brookline High School, I don't know if it still exists. There was a school within a school. I was not part of it, but a bunch of my friends were, and they had a common room. They had a lounge that you could go and like hang out in.
They had a school within a school?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that school got their own lounge? I would be very jealous if the school within my school had nicer amenities than my school, the bigger school.
It still exists. School within a school still exists.
Wait, Dory, it's called?
Yes. It's school called within a school within a school. It's called SWS, school within a school. Everyone calls it SWS, but...
Wait, and what is it?
Oh, God. Now we're getting real.
Okay,
never
mind. Okay, never mind. We don't need to talk about that. We can just all Google school within a school, Brookline.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, okay.
The
very cool.
Again, I was not part of it, so I was not that cool, but...
Look, it looks very cool. School within a school.
It's pretty cool. And they had a lounge.
More importantly, let's get back to this lounge.
They had a lounge.
Okay. And so
the
this
rest
listener
of us did not.
This listener was making out in the lounge and then got dragged for it in the yearbook. I mean, I hate this kind of stuff so much. Also, most likely to win a Nobel Prize. That guy's never going to go on to win a Nobel Prize. Number one.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. What is that evil boyfriend doing right now? Being evil, I'm sure, but...
I don't know.
I would love to hear if anybody else had a high school superlative. We did not do that, but I would... Now I kind of wish I had one to lament.
Yeah. I mean, I do and I don't. But I could see how these things would stay with you.
Oh, you know what I mean? 100%. I mean, it's so like, it's like permanent. It's permanent. And, and it's this feeling of like, this was voted on. Like, who decides this? Like, now I'm looking at superlatives online. Best couple that never was. How awful is that?
Oh, that is sad.
Life of the party. I mean, I hate this. I hate this. This makes me so angry. Most talkative. Like, all these are just annoying.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear God. Although that being said, I can't wait to go through my kids' high school yearbook and like pick apart the superlatives. I love a yearbook.
Yeah, as long as they're not about you.
No, or my kids. I mean, we have an elementary school yearbooks. And so every year I love looking at the yearbook, seeing everybody's photos. Mm.
Well, this was a journey as per usual. And yeah, Kate, great to talk to you.
Yes, we will TTYL.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.